Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hello.
What's up, baby? It's hard to be me when you tell me to be statue still.
Well, your chair's creaky, and we don't have a real podcast studio because someone hasn't built it. And that someone is me, because I can't build anything. And then B, there's children screaming in our backyard.
Well, we close the window, they'll be alright. If that doesn't work, we'll just go clip them.
Oh, jeez, no. No, he's lying. We do not advocate violence against anyone.
I said
anyone.
We'll go clubbing.
Oh, clubbing. I advocate going to clubbing.
Especially at 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so there's news today.
Yeah.
From last week. And it's basically about a doggy. And since our podcast is named Dogs Are Smarter Than People, I thought that maybe we should talk for a second about this Great Dane.
Yeah.
This Great Dane is the world's tallest dog.
Really?
But despite the fact that he's so big,
yeah,
he's afraid of the vacuum.
Aw.
I know.
Poor guy. Is it a guy? Or is it boy or girl?
His name is Kevin.
Oh, okay.
So, and he was named after Macaulay Culkin's character in Home Alone. So
I'm
assuming he's
why.
A boy. The pronouns are male. So yeah, he's 3 feet. 2 inches from his feet to his withers. Do you know what withers are?
I do now.
Okay, well, the ridge, for those of you who are not reading ahead.
I can't help it.
You gotta try. You gotta try to suppress your urges sometimes.
Oh, I do that all the time.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't. Anyways, your withers is the ridge between your shoulder blades.
Oh.
There's a dog trying
that's
to get
that's our
around.
Kevin.
Oh, no, it's Murphy.
No, it's
oh, not. It's Pogi. Okay.
Put your glasses on.
All right, so anyways, Kevin's really tall, right?
He is tall.
And when he stands up on his hind legs,
yeah,
he's 7 feet tall.
Holy crap, baby.
Right?
That's
like,
insane.
And he lives...
He's taller than me.
He's taller than you, Shawnee. And he lives with a pug and 4 cats. And some humans, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be a really gentle baby, just super nice. And when, just like Sean, it apparently Kevin gets small near other dogs to seem less intimidating.
Oh.
And Shawnee does that too with humans.
He's a good boy, but I'm not terrified of the vacuum.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm afraid of the vacuum, but not...
You're afraid of vacuuming.
That's right.
But it's really interesting just because, to me, how it doesn't matter what size you are. There's always something that's going to make you a little scaredy.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Like, yeah. We all got our things. Like, my thing is everything. But,
that makes you scared?
Yeah.
Everything?
Everything makes you scared. And Kevin's thing is the vacuum.
I like imagining the pug. Like, in
hanging
his window,
out.
Barking at other dogs. I'm like, F you. And they're like, shut up, you little shit. And they're like, and Pug's like, I got Kevin.
Kevin comes over. And all the other dogs are like, is that a dog, man?
That's a horse.
Anyways, he's cute, man.
He is.
Just like Sean.
Oh, you're so nice.
I am.
He must eat a ton of food.
Just like Sean.
I don't eat it.
You do.
Did you turn that off?
No, I didn't.
I don't eat a ton of food.
You eat so much food.
I'm not the only one. Oh, never mind.
Okay, so here we go.
What are we talking about today, baby?
We're talking about how just an hour a day makes you more badass like Kevin.
Really?
Yes. Well, it doesn't make you tall, but...
No, but what do you, what can you do for just an hour a day that'll make anything you more badass?
But reading. Or learning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there are a lot of people who advocate spending just an hour a day doing something to become awesome, right?
Yes.
That hour a day is often about learning on our blog, Living Happy, over on Substack. I just talked about how Tim Denning is like an hour a day building your online business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a lot of times, though, it's about learning is what they're advocating. And like you study up what you want to do. You self-learn or you whatever, pay someone, you teach yourself to be better by learning all about the thing that you're into, right? Or the thing you want to build. So if you're into writing, you read books about writing or actual, you know, books. And you study the craft, right?
Yeah.
So if you're into knitting, you study knitting. If you're into entrepreneurship, the same thing, but first you probably have to learn how to spell entrepreneurship, and I cannot spell that damn word.
Well, it won't autocorrect for you?
No.
I mean, not auto, it won't assist you?
No.
Then why the hell's it put a red line under it?
I don't know.
In today's technological world, if
WordPress.
It's going to call something out,
WordPress.
It should be like Microsoft Word or some other good product. Not that WordPress isn't a good product, but...
Let's just spelling.
Give you the proper spelling.
Anyways, so in our podcast notes, there's a cool graph that talks about how if you read a certain number of books, how you compare to other American adults if you're in America. And it's also really depressing for writers because it basically says that most Americans read 2 books a year.
Really?
You haven't read a single book yet.
Me? How do you know?
Because I live with you and I see you every moment of your sexy moments.
That's not true. I've read.
You go out in the.
I've read like 30 books worth of stuff on my phone while I'm in the bathroom.
But that's not a book, babe.
It's still learning.
No. Facebook Citizens United Against Bar Harbor Stupidity.
I don't have Facebook on my phone. Thank you very much.
It's okay.
I'm not that. Look, I knew about the crocodile that had been killed because it was eating dogs and chasing children. And then eaten by the village.
That's not focused learning, buddy.
Oh,
that's
I know.
The point.
Don't
all right.
Cranking
well,
argumentative.
I'm not. I can get
just
whatever I want to get.
Just tell me that I do a lot of reading.
But it's not focused reading. Scrolling on the toilet is not focused reading. And you know it. You're just being argumentative and trying to throw a hitch into the point of the podcast.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between that and laying down in bed at night and reading a book before you go to sleep.
All right. So someone named Hillel K.
Yeah.
Has a post on Medium about how you can use the 1 hour rule to catapult yourself into the 1% of whatever. And I think it's a really great post, but it's a little hyperbolic, you know, because hyperbole makes everything easy and we all want to have that click that says 1% or 5%.
What is it the 1% of? The 1% of readers?
No, the 1% of awesome. So anyways, they use a quote by Earl Nightingale, which says, 1 hour per day of study in your chosen field is all it takes. 1 hour per day of study will put you at the top your field within 3 years. Within 5 years, you'll be a national authority. In 7 years, you can be one of the best people in the whole world at what you do.
Really? That makes me sad.
So that might make you sad like Shawnee. It might make you think, yes, right, so true, epiphany moment. Or it might make you think, who the hell is Earl Nightingale?
I'll make you think that too, but I wasn't going to say it.
But so apparently Earl Nightingale was like a Tony Robbins of his time.
Yeah.
And he has a Wikipedia page, but so do I. So it's not like someday you'll have one too, babe.
I doubt it. I don't want one.
But basically he was a motivational speaker and a radio show host, and he died in 1989, and he wrote Strangest Secret. And it, to him, like, building your life into what you want is all about risk-taking. And he also said that the problem with people's lives and the lack of their success isn't cowardice, but conformity.
Oh.
Like, so basically, according to his definition, success is when you go after a goal and achieve it deliberately. And only 1 out of 20 people do that, he said. The key, he said, is creating, not conforming, deliberate creation. Goals, he said, bring you places. A ship he says, that has a crew and a captain, has a destination, and it gets out of its harbor, and it ends up at that destination. But a ship without a destination, without a captain and a crew, if you just turn on the boat's engines, it might never make it out of the harbor.
Oh, that's a decent analogy.
Yeah, so deliberate learning, goals, and focus, that's what matters, he says. Reading, learning, those are important aspects of that. Maybe you won't get to the top 1% of whatever you're going towards, but you'll get somewhere. You'll get smarter and closer and have that deliberate
action.
Yeah, right?
That deliberate fulfillment.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting to me, right? Like, yeah. You know, I start off being like, oh, BS, 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 because I'm just tired of just 1 hour, 1%. But there's a truth underlying that, that if you want to achieve something, you usually, in a deliberate goal-oriented way, you have to actually do the things to go after that goal.
Oh, there's a lot of truths in there, I think.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're going to spend an hour a day reading on just one, like one subject matter, whatever you're interested in, then you will, you hopefully should gain a lot of knowledge, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would put you outside of the realm of just the everyday Joe.
I'm not having knowledge any knowledge, right? Yeah. I mean,
the 1%, getting in the 1%, depending upon the subject, may not be that hard. Go on! Tip for life! I'm out of practice.
I know, we took I've lost
my
week off.
Smoothness and my flow.
I'm sorry. I should
do it again.
No, it's all good.
Plus, there's still people sleeping in our house. So
and then, yeah, there's a
problem. I don't want to yell. Too loud.
Like the children in the backyard. Screaming!
They're always screaming about something.
It's a little boy. Alright, so there's a daycare, like, kind of diagonally across from us, behind us, right?
It's in a private residence.
In a private residence. So it's really small, but they go outside now because it's nice out. And this little boy, I don't know how to do it, because he not just screams, but he screams like he's vomiting up a zombie.
He does sound like he's vomiting.
It's so disgusting. It's like, yeah! But like 80 times louder.
Yeah, that good
hurt.
Job,
that
baby.
Hurt my throat, man.
I bet it did.
I don't know how he does it. The child's gonna ruin his throat.
Well,
his tonsils are gonna like spew out. They're gonna like...
You're gross.
Dude, it's a big one.
He'll be like a cartoon. They'll come out of his mouth and flap around. Blah, 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 and then go back in.
So do you have a dog tip?
Yeah, all well, right. I don't know. Pokey claims to be in the top 1% because all she does is study one thing.
Oh, what's that?
Begging.
Oh.
Begging food. She says she's a national, or if not international, subject matter expert.
Really?
Well, that's how she starts her day, and that's how she finishes it out, isn't it?
Okay, so how is that helpful for humans?
Well, if you want to be a subject matter expert in anything, I think you probably need one, a little more than 1 hour a day, but maybe not.
Uh-huh.
But I think you should start early in the morning when your brain is fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, at the end of the day, when your brain's not so fresh, you should revisit it. What you studied during the day.
Oh.
And then you are reinvigorating it in your brain right before you sleep.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, you get right back to it.
Yeah.
For your hour.
Dude, that makes sense. I like it.
Yeah, I know. Good. And don't drink any alcohol or smoke any weed in between. Because that messes up your brain. But that's not true.
It's kind of true, actually. Pretty true.
I know, that's why you do it in the hour, in the morning. Yeah. And you get the real logical stuff into your brain. And then at night, when your brain's a little looser, you can get, that's when you get your really brilliant ideas. You know, it's like when we go out and walk around town and we have these marvelous ideas that we forget by the time we get home.
That's really true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
we cry.
We cry because we forgot our ideas.
And that's why we're not in the 1%.
It's like when you watched that winning lottery ticket that was worth $800 million. What? I'm just kidding. I'm like, wait, I didn't tell you about it because I knew you'd be heartbroken. No. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
Dude, you know.
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us, old people.
Oh, yeah.